On the brink of war. We are on the brink of a great war. The Third World War is at the door. The final step to the Battle of Armageddon. This article discusses the geopolitical balances in the Middle East, the ongoing conflict in the region, the strategic positions adopted by regional powers, and their respective alliances. Additionally, it examines tensions in the Mediterranean and the potential for further escalation leading to a global conflict. The Middle East is a region of intricate and shifting balances, where competing interests and ambitions frequently collide. The ongoing war in Syria and Iraq has drastically altered the geopolitical landscape of the region by establishing fresh alliances and rivalries. Furthermore, the interventions of external powers, like the United States, Russia, China, and the European Union, have raised the stakes and the potential for more widespread escalation. The Mediterranean is a region of significant tension, as a dispute over energy resources and maritime borders has resulted in conflict between Turkey, Greece, Cyprus, Egypt, and other states. With various countries adopting different positions and forming alliances that shift with changing circumstances, the situation is increasingly complex. Moreover, the presence of NATO and the EU, which have divergent views and agendas regarding how to tackle the crisis, adds to the complexity. The escalation of conflict in the Middle East and the Mediterranean presents grave potential repercussions for both regional and global security, as well as the humanitarian plight of millions. Analysts caution that without diplomatic resolution, this situation may precipitate a third world war. The conflict in Gaza is rapidly expanding throughout the Middle East. It is hoped that this regional conflict does not escalate into a third world war. This Gaza-centric war is redrawing the geopolitical landscape of the region, and its size and scope continue to increase. The Mediterranean Sea is one potential flashpoint, as are the Black Sea and the Asia-Pacific. Events beyond the Middle East, such as the conflict in the South China Sea, could also lead to a wider global war. The Middle East region is displaying an inclination towards a potential Third World War, resulting in countries remaining vigilant. Leaders of the respective states and global media bodies are chiefly focusing their discussions on this subject. China and Russia do not militarily intervene in the Middle East conflict between Palestine and Israel, and similarly, Iran does not join the war alone. Russia has increased its military presence in the Middle East along with China. Last week, Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Hakan Fidan's statements will determine Turkey's direction in case of escalation and expansion of the Middle East war. Russia, China, and Iran have become a bloc, while another bloc consists of the EU, the UK, and the US. The polarization and alliances are becoming clearer, but Turkey's position is not clear yet. Erdogan stated recently that the US-Syrian policy poses a threat to Turkey's national interest. Last week, Biden stated that Turkey's Syrian policy presents a threat to US interests. There is significant tension in the region should Turkey align itself with Russia, China, or Iran, potentially altering the balance of power. As it stands, the US is unable to engage in military conflict with regional nations. Recently, a Turkish drone was downed by the US in Syria, which was not met with significant retaliation. However, taking Turkish history into account, the country is known for its vengeful and warlike nature. It is noteworthy that a NATO member country had shot down an unmanned aerial vehicle belonging to another member country. Last night, the United States launched a military airstrike against Iranian military formations in Syria. If Iran now strikes US military bases in Syria, all hell will break loose. From time to time, Iran and the United States confronted each other, but there was no major confrontation. Sometimes Iranian-made rockets would fall near the US military base in Iraq, but these rockets never fell on the US military base. Iran's presence in the region served as a balancing act between the Sunni and Shiite Islamic worlds. Iran's presence in the region aimed to maintain a balance between the Sunni and Shia Islamic worlds. The primary objective was to observe this balance in the area. Shiite Iran's presence in the region was crucial in countering the Sunni Arab countries. Iran's pursuit of nuclear capabilities and development of long-range ballistic missiles is causing concern for the United States and Israel. One particular cause for alarm is Iran's recent creation of a 20-ton hypersonic missile known as the Fata, which is 15 times faster than the speed of sound. These Iranian initiatives pose a significant threat to the US and Israel, who may consider future military action against Iran's military production facilities. Over the last month, unidentified objects and drones have attacked US military bases in Iraq and Syria. The responsible parties for these attacks remain unclear. As a response, the US is striking Iranian militias in Syria while Israel is conducting airstrikes on military installations that are owned by the Damascus regime in Syria. If we look at things clearly, the war has begun. This week the US flew B-52 heavy bombers near Taiwan. Chinese Air Force planes took off and drove the US B-52 bombers away from the area. China is sending a military naval fleet near Taiwan and is taking a position. These events took place in the last 2 weeks. China made a statement that we have made many agreements with Iran in the past and one of these agreements was a military security agreement. China announced that it would respond to a possible attack against Iran. After this statement from China, US warplanes took off and flew near Taiwan. They engaged in a dogfight with Chinese warplanes. 2 days ago, Russia expressed its support for China. Putin defended Iran by stating that if a war breaks out in the Mediterranean and Iran is attacked, it will respond to it. The country that controls the Mediterranean can control the whole region and confine Russia to the Black Sea. There is a great struggle in the Mediterranean. Russia is also worried about it. In particular, there is a very large US military base on the Greek island of Crete and this military base is a direct threat to Russian warships. Putin has stated that the US fleet in the Mediterranean is a target for the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Russia is not defending the region because it likes Iran or Turkey but for its interests and security. If the war in the Middle East expands, Israel and the US will confront Turkey, Russia, China, and Iran. A Russian general stated that the war in Ukraine will end by January and Russia will win. If Russia wins the war, it means that the West will lose, which will greatly shake the authority of the West, so the Ukrainian war must not be lost and the war in Israel must not be lost. Otherwise, the US presence in the Middle East will end. Then the war will spread to Africa and then to Latin America. When we look at the countries in the Middle East, the vast majority of Arab countries, except Turkey, have not been able to come together and establish order, balance, and cooperation. There are US, British, and French warships in the Mediterranean, and the moment Russian and Chinese warships enter the region, if there is resistance, this means that the war will get out of control and the war will not be limited to the Middle East. The war will spread to Asia-Pacific and then to Europe. There is broad cooperation between Europe and the United States in the region. In Africa and Asia, there is cooperation between China, Russia, and the countries of the region against Western unity. Turkey's presence in the region should not be forgotten. The strongest army in the region in every respect belongs to Turkey. Turkey can step in at the last moment and organize a sweeping operation in the region by taking all critical regions under its control. We saw an example of this a week ago. Turkey entered a large area belonging to the United States in Syria without the permission of the United States and carried out a bombardment operation in a large area and cleared the elements that threatened Turkey from the region. In the face of this Turkish operation, the US was content with shooting down Turkish drone at most. The US has remained silent in the face of Turkey's numerous operations in the region. If the US intervenes in the war and attacks Iran, a Turkish army in the region can step in and clean up the east of the Euphrates with a sweeping operation and force the US to withdraw. Turkey's presence in the region is very big and deep. In the Middle East, they will solve the problem either by agreement or by war. Those who want to gain in the region can win with the least damage if they work together with Turkey. That is why Russia and China want to deal with Turkey. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog by email from the bottom of the blog's homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analysis, Canon Haderov. Subject, On the Brink of War. Data, October 28, 2023.